This is a Southeast Leather Fest extravaganza from the Kinky Cast.
So now I'm going to introduce another piece of entertainment, which is actually really frighteningly funny. I have had the opportunity to hear this individual before. I laughed so hard I thought I was going to wet myself. He finds hilarity where homo meets hetero and leaves no sacred cows undipped, especially the ones we make in the Council of Elder-approved assless chefs. I must say I did not write that because you all know that at no point would the word assless chaps come out of my mouth. All chaps have no ass. If they had an ass, they'd be pants. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the editor-in-chief of Leatherati.com, part-time comic and full-time freak, Lauren Berthelsen.
Squeeze kegels on that. That works. Aren't you wearing assless chaps under there, Karen? I'm pretty sure. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Self. Nice to see you guys tonight. How you doing? Yeah? I have to give a... What? Oh, yeah. I have to give a shout-out to Kristen. I popped a cherry today. Kristen had never done public boots before. And check these puppies out. Oh. It was awesome. I love being in the South. Not only do you guys make proper iced tea... Thank you. Oh, in California, you get that like mango, acai, berry, gluten-free, some kind of shit. I don't know what the fuck that is. But people here are so friendly. I've been to 3 restaurants since I've been here. All the waitresses wanted to know where I was from, what I was doing here. I told them I was from L.A. and I was here for a kinky leather conference. They all said exactly the same thing. Bless your heart. I thought that was the nicest thing I've ever said to me until someone told me that's a Southern woman for fuck you. What the hell? Oh, man. My sister is very curious about all these leather things I go to, but she can't ask because I'm from a WASP family. If you know about WASP, we don't talk about anything personal. I could walk through her house buck-ass naked on fire, and all she'd say is, have you had breakfast? Oh, I just tell her these events are like Highlander meets Pirates of the Caribbean meets a Rotary Club. It's like kilts, eyeliner, and fundraisers. Nothing quite as good as that. Oh, my God. And how do you explain the whole DSMS thing to people who don't have a fucking clue about what it is? I just tell them it's like marriage, only consensual. That works. That works. Oh, I have not always been kinky, but I have always been gay. Although I did try het sex a couple of times. First time when I was 19 years old, I had sex with this girl. When we finished, and by finished, I mean when I came, because after all, it was het sex. She started crying. I started crying. And before the night was over, we were giving each other manis and petties. Even I knew that wasn't supposed to happen. Oh, the last time was with 2 lesbians. That sounds hot, doesn't it, guys in the audience? Yeah, that's a straight guy's best nightmare, best dream, right? It was my worst fucking nightmare. The butch one looked like Leah Delaria. All she wanted to do was touch herself while she's watching us. Oh, creep much? Oh, and the femme and I got it on. And despite that, by the time we were done, and by done, I mean when I came, she threw up on me. If I wasn't gay then, I was gay after, trust me. Oh, that will do it for sure. Oh, man. Always been gay. When I was 5 years old, all I wanted for my birthday was a sundress and a pair of clip-on earrings. My demented grandmother, bless her heart, bought them for me, too. Oh, shit. Oh. I still remember being on the sidewalk in front of her house, working it like it was a runway in Milan, up and down and back and forth. Ooh, and my little buzzed head and Buster Brown shoes, I looked just like Jamie Lee Curtis. Only way smaller and way cuter. Oh, but my grandma would not let me wear that shit to Disneyland, though. Apparently it's okay for that to be the happiest place on earth, but I could not make it the gayest place on earth. Oh, I still remember my first gay sex experience, too. Holy shit, I thought I was going to pass out. And then the priest taught me how to breathe through my nose. Oh, you tell that in the wrong audience, people get agitated, too, I got to tell you. Why do people get all concerned when this, like, talk about gay priests? I mean, let's break it down. It's a bunch of dudes that hang out with other dudes. And if you stick around long enough, you get a ride around a great big-ass limousine wearing fabulous. maybe let's close in one big ring. Oh, get home tonight, figure out I just described the NFL, too. That shit works. Oh, man, that's fun. Oh, by the time I was 7 years old, my parents sent me to summer camp for the first time. Do you know what summer camp is for little gay boys? Speed dating. Woo! When I was 10 years old, I was dating all my older male cousins. And by dating, I mean that game I invented called, "Oh my God, I'll blow you for a quarter." Hey, don't judge me. I always have money for candy, which I spent on blow pops. Seems appropriate somehow. It does make family reunions a little uncomfortable, though, when we push back from the table after a big barbecue dinner and talk about, "Hey, you want to play a game?" That doesn't go over so good. My freshman year in high school, I had a full-time boyfriend. That was hot as shit. Until I got caught giving him a blowjob after gym class. Not so good after that. But my parents had a solution. They decided for my sophomore year, they're going to send me to a boarding school. Unclear on the concept of boarding schools. It was me and 80 guys in tidy whities. Oh, that was the best 6 years of my life. Oh, man. Graduated high school, I decided college is not for me. I'm going to be the world's first super male model. Yes. It looks better when I was 120 pounds, but yes. Oh, I went to the Barbizon School of Modeling in Omaha, Nebraska. I walked in that first day. It was me and 40 farm chicks with names like Connie Wolkowski. Holy shit, I knew the only thing they were going to model was a double wide. Oh, man. It was not successful. Oh, then I discovered disco. It was the 70s. Disco fucking ruled. I love the nightlife. Also looked better as 120. I love the disco. But the one thing I had, did not have, that I wanted more than anything else in life was a pair of cha-cha heels. You guys know what cha-cha heels are? They got those cutaway heels and the sharp pointed toes. I finally found a pair of women's size 12 boots in a department store. Got them stretched out. I could wedge my toes into those if I wore women's hose. And only for 2 hours. Oh, I was driving home from the bar one night, got pulled over by a state patrolman, a Nebraska state patrolman. They are severe as shit. You got those dark uniforms, those Smokey the Bear campaign hats all pulled down low and shit. I said, "Sir, I think you've been drinking. You're going to have to walk the line for me." "Well, I'm wearing new boots. Do you mind if I take them off?" He goes, "No, that's fine." Had that big-ass flashlight, you know, that big 9-cell dildo-looking flashlight. I start to pull my boots off, and I stop. I'm like, "Fuck. I'm wearing women's hose in Nebraska in 1978. That flashlight did one of these. Not only did I pass that test, we dated for 6 months. Ho! That shit worked out okay. Oh, man. Nowadays, though, I just like to get my kicks by telling people that I'm gay from places where they don't think they have gay people. You know, like Texas. We were down for South Plains Leatherfest last year. Went out to dinner at this restaurant. We're waiting in line. There's this big evangelical woman there. I knew she was evangelical because she had big-ass hair, big-ass makeup, and a Chick-fil-A Pride card with her. Why are evangelicals so obsessed with gay sex? You go online, do a search for evangelical and gay sex, you get 1,838,000 hits. You know how many times Jesus mentioned gay sex? Zero, thank you. Yes, zero. That's why those ministers keep getting in trouble. You know, they're obsessed with it. Like that guy Haggard a few years ago got popped with that male prostitute and a bag of meth, claimed he wouldn't blow in either one. Girl. Anyway, I'm talking to this woman, introduced myself. I said, "Hey, my name is Laura." And she's like, "Oh, hi." I said, "And this is my husband, Alex." She goes, "Oh." And then it happened, that moment when they get the butt sex visual. Oh! But what's the one thing you always ask married people? "Do you have any kids?" I looked around her at her, very strapping, very handsome, very underage son. I said, "Well, no, ma'am. We'll take yours if you're done with them." Oh, you know what she said. She looked me right in the eye. She goes, "Bless your heart." Oh, man. Oh. You guys know what the expression on the DL is, on the down low? You guys got that around here? Oh, it's big in Los Angeles. It's straight guys looking for gay sex. Is that a fucking oxymoron or what? And they're all over LA. We call them actors. Yeah. Oh, they're on these apps on the iPhone like Grindr and Scruff. Really, Sir David, you're going to download those right now? You're going to do that? I'm kidding. He already had them. Oh. You can do anything to them, too. It doesn't matter, because they are desperate for gay sex. But do not, cardinal rule, do not kiss them, because that shit's gay. Had a guy at my sling one night. I'm giving him a good ride. I mean, I'm even impressing myself. After we finished, and you know what that means, after I came, exactly, I got a little carried away. I leaned in for a kiss. He goes, dude, I'm not gay. I looked down and I said, dude, I'm balls deep. It's a little bit late for that information. Oh, no. Oh. Yeah, from Nebraska, I've been in the leather scene now about 30 years. So that means I have leather older than my boy, which is frightening. So do you exactly. You know how that is. You know, in Nebraska, dating, really, that just means the glory hole. It's like, who's the first person in the glory hole? That's how you date in Nebraska. But there's a cardinal rule in Nebraska in those days. Once you hit 25, you're done. You go home, and you lead your little pitiful gay old queen life out of the limelight. Let somebody else come in. That sounds terrible. I moved to San Francisco in the mid-80s. Yeah. I met guys there in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s who were having hot leather sex. Oh, guys like Daddy Alan Selby, the original Mr. S from Mr. S Leathers, a charming gentleman with an upper crust British accent who would fuck anything that walked and would stand still. He was an awesome dude. Daddy Philip Turner from Daddy's Bar in the Castro. Oh, man. John Janesco from the Cal Eagles. They took it as their personal mission to immorally corrupt me as quickly as possible. Daddy Philip took me to the Eagle the first time. I was terrified. The SF Eagle, the pinnacle of everything debaucherous that happens in San Francisco, the Eagle. It took me an hour to work up the nerve to walk out on the patio. You get out there, it's pitch black. Little pools of red light up in the corner. You can see guys up there, silhouette, caps pulled down low, checking it out. I went up to the cruise rail. There were two guys there, head to toe leather, caps, jackets, chaps, assless chaps, boots, had shit hanging off them like chains and keys and rope and kitchen sinks. I don't know, all kinds of shit down in there. I wanted to hear what they're saying. They're talking to each other. They're grasping beers in their leather-clad hands. Like, damn, what are they talking about? It must be like some debaucherous thing. They're going to like kidnap some boy. Yes, please. And take him off and do something nefarious with him. Got up there just in time to hear the one guy say to the other one, no, girl, use the whip stitch. That way it won't unravel. Broke my heart. Broke my heart. It is so true. Old drag queens don't die. They just turn to leather. That's how it works. Oh. Daddy Alan told me he was going to take me to the sleaziest bar in San Francisco. I thought, this is really going to say something. The sleaziest bar in San Francisco. How the hell do you do that? Took me to a bar called The Brig. Oh. Well, I was terrified. I didn't know what's going to happen. I'm all tired. Walking in the front door, I'm like, ah. There's two guys playing pinball over here, a bored bartender over here, and two guys talking about fucking opera over here. Pavarotti or some shit, I don't know. I'm like, what? So I buy a beer, I step back, and maybe the back room is a little bit more action. So I step forward, I take two steps, I look, he's being fisted while he's talking about opera. Now we're talking. Now we've got the most debaucherous bar in San Francisco. See, I understand all about the leather kinky side of it, the gay leather side of it. I do not understand the het kinky side sometimes. I got to be honest. I'm going to make some confessions tonight. Hopefully I won't offend anybody. I do not understand littles. In the gay leather community, we're not after littles. We're after biggies. If you get my meaning, it's all right. Oh, I'm talking about biggies. I don't know, whatever, you know. You can grow them up young and be big, too. It's all right. But littles. We have furries. Maybe that counts. Like, you cross a little with a furry, what do you get? My Little Pony? You know? Oh, you think that's sexy? Oh, pedophilia. There we go. Pedophilia. Takes a second. Oh. But I figure the natural progression of our community, the way we fucking love contests, it's only a matter of time before we have the International Littles Master Contest. Oh! Can you see that shit? The play parties will be nothing but little doctor scenes up in the corners and shit. You're like, I'll show you mine if you show me yours. Oh. And the contest. Oh, my God. Like little leather onesies and shit. Wesco booties. Come on. Little master's caps with little fur ears on top. Oh, it'd be awesome. Oh, and the onstage fantasy scene? It'd be a flogging using those little streamers like you had on a bicycle when you were a kid. Oh, yeah, you like that? You like that? Yeah, yeah. Mom! Oh. International Littles Master. Oh, I can see it now. Little tiny sash. Oh. And corsets. I got to be honest, I do not understand corsets. The first time I saw a woman wearing a corset was at South Plains Leather Fest. I'm across the lobby, and from across the lobby, I can see the most impressive cleavage I have ever seen in my life. And that's saying something. I had to walk over and tell her what an amazing cleavage that was. I walked over and introduced myself. I said, "That is an amazing cleavage." It took me 5 minutes to realize she was standing away from me, facing away from me. Oh! I told you I didn't understand it. I'm a little unclear. I could motorboat that, I guess. I don't know. It's like, you know, might work. Man. Things you don't understand. Anybody here been to Southwest Leather Conference? Yeah. Oh, the woo. Oh, not woohoo. It's not like a chocolate drink. Or like your neighbor, woohoo. It's woo. I got a little confession to make about that. Woo scares the fuck out of me. It takes me right back to that place my grandmother would drag me kicking and screaming to the Pentecostal Snake Handling Church of God tent revival meetings. Oh, and there is no place that young gay boy is less comfortable, trust me. And then I thought to think about it. I said, you know, it kind of is the same thing, isn't it? Because we both handle snakes, right? And we both talk in tongues, don't we? Yea, though I walk through the masked munch in the shadow of Rack, I will fear no mercy. For my bi-poly switch DM will guide me to MSC, SPLF, NWLC, and SELF, of course. Don't forget that. Oh, and my BOI will lead me to my Gorian home. Oh, that's how that works out. Man. Another thing I don't understand is the whole propensity for BDSM flair. Gay guys have a very clear path through BDSM. BDSM starts here and it ends here with butt sex. It's clear. It's clear. Bondage, butt sex. Flogging, butt sex. Oh no, not in the het community. Het dom's got to strut a little bit. Got to kick up some dust up on the stage and shit. Got to get out there and make some shit known, right? I feel like we did a song for that, like, pom-poms on doms and butt blasters for masters. These are a few of my favorite things. Please don't kill me later. Oh, man. I decided that I was going to go see this SoCal top, this dom guy in SoCal. He's got a real well-known flogger in SoCal. So I went to go see him at this demo thing with a demo bottom. Why can't we just have real bottoms? Because if I'm going into the scene, I'm bringing a real dick for the real butt sex, right? Okay, so I don't want no demo bottoms. So I got that right. Oh, but it was quite an event. They had a stage set up. They had the Council of Elders approved flogging apparatus, a.k.a. a cross, a.k.a. two 2x4s nailed together. Oh, on the wall, exactly. Beautifully illuminated with het track lighting. A.K.A. fluorescence. Oh, that's mean, I know. I know, see? I told you, no sacred cows. And then the audience hushed, because from offstage, two certified masters were bringing the demo bottom forward. I knew they were certified because they were wearing caps. They brought the demo bottom forward. They placed him against the council members approved apparatus, secured the demo bottom with rope that had been bound from or had been woven from virgin alpaca butt. When they stepped back, I noticed there was a tattoo on the demo bottom's shoulder. It was a leather pride flag. It had been tattooed by someone who knew someone who once sat next to Tony DeBlas at an NLA meeting. Oh, authenticity. Now we're going there. Oh. The audience hushed even more because the demo top was coming in, approaching with that proper solemn gait. Serious, as demanded the occasion, approached the demo bottom, addressed the blank canvas, the sacred canvas of the demo bottom's back. Of course, we had to have a little namaste. Required, requisite, look it up. And then it started, and it was glorious. Oh, the flogger came out, and it was here, and it was there, and it was around, and it was back, and it was up, and it was down. It was over the hill and through the dale. It was everywhere except on the demo bottom's back. After 10 minutes of this shit, finally one gigantic swoop onto the demo bottom's back, who collapsed under the weight of it in nirvanic ecstasy. Oh, whew. My husband calls that Cirque de Flaguey. Oh. You know me. I just want to know where the butt sex is. That's all. When do we get to the butt sex? Oh, a few years ago, I went to MSC for the first time. You guys been to MSC? Another good event, right? I had never really delved into the whole master-slave thing. Changed my fucking life. An entire dynamic where it's all about me? What the fuck? Sign me up! All about me? I am up for this stuff. I left there, I immediately founded my own leather family. Old guard. None of this gay shit was switch this and switch that. Oh no, old guard shit. I call it California Castle Condor. Figure it's only appropriate being old guard that our sigil is something that's almost extinct. Makes sense to me. Oh. And of course, I quickly discovered what's the most important thing about a leather family? Trust, honor, protocol manuals. Oh, no. I wrote a manual that was 700 pages long. 699 for the slaves and one for me. Oh, it was a work of art. The first page stated that the entire manual must be recited daily by the slaves in attendance, alliteratively in Elvish. Who else is wet? Who's wet? Who's wet right now? Come on. Oh, holy fuck. Oh my God. At the end of my year, I had 42 service submissives, 24 queer questioning coffee tables, 2 BOIs, a duke and a drag queen. Yep, and every day, every glorious day, was filled with absolutely no butt sex. Thank you very much. You guys have been great. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, my stars. I told you he was funny. I told you.
To hear more of the Southeast Leather Fest extravaganza, click on your back button.